Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Palomina Corp, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PA and on the OTC markets under the symbol PLMNF. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Andrew Thompson. Now, Andrew, we're following up on a news release that just came out at the tail end of last week. September 30th outlines drilling underway at the company's flagship Uzucayos gold project in Peru. Now, I understand the program is for around 2,600 meters and six drill holes, and this is the first time drilling this flagship project. Take us through just how excited you are to have a drill on the ground turning here and what the overall strategy and goals are of this initial drill program, please.
Sure. So the quick recap is that Palomina spent about 4 years permitting and defining a 2.4 kilometer trend. The Veta zone is where we spent most of the money, including flying it where we can see structures. And the drill started turning, and so we're into the first hole. The holes are going to be about 400 meters deep, so they're relatively deep. We're testing 8 different perceived structures outcropping at surface, mainly defined by geochem, but also partially recognized with our airborne geophysics. And again, the property's never seen a drill hole. We have 600 grams per ton or 620 grams per ton or just under 20 ounces gold as our best grab, and our best channel sample is 3 meters at 30 grams. So, you know, again, we're seeing clusters of different pulses of gold over the 2.4 kilometers, and Veta is sort of in the middle between the Cayos and our discovery zone, the Veta Northeast zone from last year.
So any insights on the type of geology that you guys are expecting to hit? I know it's hard to know exactly what the drill results are going to yield, but if for all our more geology-focused listeners, what is the predicted geology here?
Well, so our team drilled off the Oyachea gold deposit 65 kilometers west. We expect very much the same geology. It's a shale with quartz, and the quartz holds the gold. We are seeing some mineralization in the shale as well, and really what we're looking for is, you know, subsequent vein swarm systems where we can build a resource. So I think likely we will, you know, I'm pretty certain we'll find some gold. It's whether or not we can get continuity, and the program is really designed to test that. So I'm pretty excited. I think we have above average chance. A lot of the areas that have been drilled within the belt have a much higher average of connecting, and really this Puno area that we're in is known for its what I call political issues with community. And we in the last month we signed an agreement with the community on September 17th. It delayed us slightly, you know, and effectively we're helping build some roads, and we're supporting some local artisanal groups, not mining groups, so you know, people that do crochet and wool work. But at the end of the day, everything's working out quite well, and I'm really, really happy with where we're at.
So, Andrew, look, the general exploration sector has been a bit hampered by slow turnaround times at the assay labs. However, when you dive into the exploration going on in Peru, there's a lot less exploration going on right now than, say, in the northern parts of Canada. Are you expecting better turnaround times from the assay labs than, say, what they're getting out of the Golden Triangle of around 8 to 10 weeks?
Yeah, so for us, we're 3.5 hours from drill site. Once we get the first hole out, we have an expat who's working for us who's going to follow the core back to Juliaca. Basically, we walk it down 2 kilometers or mule pack it down. Then it gets transferred to a truck. That truck drives to Juliaca, and we're about 800 meters from Certamin's prep office, and they're not busy. And to give you some idea, Energold, when we went looking for drills, had 6 drills available, and I've negotiated to keep the drill at site, which will add likely 2 or 3 more weeks on the back end of this year's drill program. So I don't think we're going to see, you know, I think we're going to see 20-day turnaround. Really, it's how quickly can we cut the core is going to be the issue, and, you know, getting the core to the core shack. In Juliaca, again, we just set up a new office with the saw. And again, I think it can hold up to 50,000 or 35,000 meters of core. So, you know, it's a fairly significant warehouse. And again, it's just down the street from the prep lab. And we've been typically getting 10-day turnaround, you know, in terms of submitting samples. So I don't think we're going to be affected by that the way it has, you know, in terms of the drill availability in North America, let alone the you know, these 100,000 meter programs aren't going on in Peru.
Yeah, that is encouraging. If you can get faster turnaround time, what's the budget for this approximately 2,600 meters, and how much money does the company have to move through this program?
Yeah, so the drill budget's about $750,000. We've got a fairly good rate on the per meter rate. You know, again, we just completed the $5 million financing. We're sitting at about $4.4 million in cash and equity. We do hold a 19.9% interest in Windshear Gold. We just increased our ownership through, we had an advance royalty payment. We converted some debt, and then we purchased as much as about $20,000 was to get us back to 19.95. So that's where we sit.
Let's also get an update on Windshear, because as you mentioned, Palomino now holds 19.9% in Windshear, plus I believe a 2% NSR. This is all on the Gabán Gold Project. What are some of the updates that are happening there at Windshear and the Gabán Project?
So again, we had a slight delay at, we share the same management team, and so we put all of the geos or most of the geos onto the Gabán play in the last, say, month and a half. About 3 months ago, we identified a new zone. So the main Cortiri zone is about 2,000 meters by 900 meters. And to the northwest is the Yanomar River, where we're seeing, you know, there's alluvial miners. And, you know, I think on the Witcher's website, you can see a 54-gram nugget. Well, northeast of there, northwest of that, the river on strike with Cortiri, we believe, we had a 6-gram assay, and it actually makes the most sense for where you're seeing the alluvial gold. And there are alluvial showings on the other side of the hill and the river, and closer to the town of San Gabán. Anyhow, post the 6-gram assay, we took another 90 assays in the last month. They've been submitted to the lab, but it adds another 200 meters, and it's about an 80 meter width. It's not as wide. Again, you know, we're in the jungle, so it's a little bit more difficult to, there's no outcrop at the end of the day, and we're going off the airborne geophysical survey and just sort of generally where we feel we should be finding gold based on the stream sediment sampling that's been done. There are three zones where they crushed the rock and they've seen visible gold. The same holds true for Cortiri, obviously, where there was, I think, over 30. So again, it's really expanding nicely, and I think it's a significant target. And for those people who aren't aware of Gabán, it sits at the San Gabán River and the Inambari River meet, and then the Inambari continues to the Madre de Dios alluvial gold fields, which cover 700 square kilometers. So we do believe it's a portion of the hard rock source for the alluvial gold at Madre de Dios.
So Andrew, real quick, when it deals with this project and permitting, we've talked a lot about the DEA before, which is, I believe, the environmental permit. Where does this stand?
So the DEA is an environmental permit that we submitted in February. We've seen the government's responded. And as of today, we've responded to all their comments. And we feel that we should be able to get the permit this year. And so I don't think we'll have time to go drilling there this year, but the concept is that we're going to ready it for a helicopter-supported program next April.
Perfect. Thanks for that update. One other corporate aspect that I do want to ask you about is the OTC listing. I understand you guys are working through upgrading on the OTC markets. What can you tell us about the progress here?
Well, so we brought Sprott in for 12% and Goldspot came in for 3%. And Goldspot have a fairly large U.S. base. And so we elected to proceed with the OTCQB listing to try and, you know, if there's good results, we'd like to be able to offer exposure to those shareholders of Goldspot. So we've been at it now for about a month and a half. The SEC or the OTCQB marketplace is a little bit slow, but I think, I think we've already done our filings, or they were done last week, and I think we should be up and running within the next 3 weeks.
Okay, perfect. Andrew, thanks for the update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Palomino, so we will be following up as more news hits the market, especially on the back of the drilling at this Uzucayos Gold Project. But if anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Andrew to address those. And Andrew, keep us up to date on all the future news. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you.